This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill residents filled Town Hall February 26th for a public hearing on a proposed retreat center. Pial Landscaping Retreat has applied to the planning board for a special use permit because the project is proposed for a rural residential zone. Pial plans to build 20 mini cabins and one 4,000-square-foot house at the site. The main structure will feature an indoor pool, a dining area and spa, and an event venue. The facility will occupy 5.3 acres on a 30-acre parcel off Mossy Hill Road. Neighbors raised concerns about this kind of development in a residential neighborhood. Resident Paul Lvovsky thinks the project is not compatible with the local community. He said, quote, "This is a residential community with little car or foot traffic. We're being taken advantage of because of outdated zoning laws," end quote. Mossy Hill is a narrow road, Lvovsky said, adding that an increase in traffic would be unsafe. The planning board voted to close the hearing, giving them 62 days to decide whether to issue them the permit. Planning Board Chairman Joseph Izzo encouraged residents to continue to send the board written comments for review. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Joseph Spector is reporting for the Democrat and Chronicle. A new report has found the number of New York residents aged 65 and older grew 26% over the past 10 years. By comparison, the overall population increased just 3% over the same period. The report by Center for an Urban Future, a New York City-based think tank, was commissioned by AARP. The center found that nearly one in six New Yorkers was 65 and over, representing 16% of the total population. The growth of the older adult population outpaced the growth of the general population in the state's 20 largest cities and counties. And the city of Rochester had the fastest growth in older adults of any city, increasing 36% between 2007 and 2017. The report reflected the state's ongoing problem of fewer people moving in. Between 2017 and 2018, New York's population fell faster than in any other state nationwide, and it was one of only nine states to lose population, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. In the Hudson Valley, the region added more than 78,000 older adults over the past decade, but its under-65 demographic fell by 120,000, according to the report. Read the full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro presented his 2019 State of the County Address February 27th at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park. Molinaro touted the county's fiscal stability by pointing to the Standard & Poor's endorsement of the county's fiscal management and reaffirming its AA+ bond rating. He said fiscal stability has enabled the county government to deliver tax relief to residents and businesses with five consecutive years of property tax levy reductions. At the same time, officials have been able to focus on initiatives to combat community challenges and enhance programs, services, and facilities countywide. The hour-long address was attended by 500 people. During the course of his presentation, Molinaro mentioned several county initiatives, including targeting opioid addiction, expanding medication-assisted treatment at the county jail, addressing homelessness, and continuing to grow economic development. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. State environmental officials want to know how a disposal bag for biohazards wound up in a Rensselaer dump that can legally only accept construction and demolition debris. High winds February 25th blew debris out of the S.A. Dunn dump in Rensselaer and into a fence at the nearby Holy Sepulchre Cemetery. Among the debris was an empty, bright red and black bag labeled for biohazards. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has directed the landfill operator to determine where the biohazard bag came from. The agency has also increased its inspections of the landfill. The results of DEC's investigation will determine the need for enforcement actions. Some neighbors of the facility have raised concerns that the dump might be accepting more than construction and demolition debris, such as bricks, sheetrock, asphalt, and more. They have also complained of foul odors and a stream of heavy truck traffic. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.